Well, good afternoon. Audio boo. It's 20 to 1 on Thursday, the 22nd of August. We're walking through the woods. One of my favourite pastimes. So we've come to Seckley Viewpoint. Having a test of the zoom. I'm in 2-channel surround sound apparently. Going to the dial. So I've just had a cup of coffee in a camping flask. Oh, a camping flask, camping stove. And I managed to record the sound of the steam train coming through the valley. So I might try and tag that on at the end of this if I can. So we're sitting at the bench now. So I've just heard a train come, but I don't think it's a steam one. I think they supplement their steam trains with diesels. So just looking at the reservoir. I'll read the sign. There's a bit of a sign there telling what the view is. Seckley Viewpoint. The woodland that you have walked through to reach this viewpoint is managed by the Forest Enterprise, whose wire centre is at Callow Hill, 3 miles west of Bewdley on the A456. Wooded slopes below the viewpoint form part of the Wyre Forest National Nature Reserve, an area that is managed between the Forest Enterprise and English Nature. Within this area, some of the oldest trees in Wyre. The woodland also supports a number of rare mosses and lichens, many of which exist in the damp, shady conditions that are found in this type of environment. So it's part of the Forestry Commission. That was, not for sure that's still going. So from the viewpoint, we can see the River Severn snaking round to the left, just about to see Victoria Bridge, which forms part of the Severn Valley Railway. Then in front of that we've got a large area of wooded hillside called Eymore Wood. As you look up to the far left, you've got the village of Upper Arley. And to the right, and immediately in front of us down the valley, is Trimpley Reservoir. It's a beautiful spot. I was lucky with my recording earlier. There's a couple sitting here at the viewpoint, so I carried on walking a bit further to try and get some bird song, which didn't really work out because the birds stopped singing as soon as I pressed record, which is always the way. And then when I came back, I managed just enough time to get the sound recording of the steam train in the valley. When about 10 walkers all descended on me, I'd got my camp stove going. And they were chattering and nattering. And one of them said, "Oh, you thought you were on your own, didn't you?" I thought to myself, yeah, I was until you lot turned up. Anyway, thankfully they only stayed a few minutes and they carried on walking. So I was carried on with my peace and quiet. And now it's absolutely blissfully peaceful. Just the faintest of breeze in the trees. I could sit here all day. I could sit here for the rest of my life and not get bored. Fantastic. The perfect antidote to modern life. That's what I'll do. I'll tag on the end of this recording the sound of the steam train if it comes out. Beautiful still afternoon. Fantastic.